I'm Gwen Uten with the VOA Special English Development Report. Some new reports about conditions in developing countries offer little to celebrate. Carol Bellamy of UNICEF says half of the more than 2,000 million children in the world are growing up hungry and unhealthy. The United Nations Children's Fund says the biggest threats are poverty, war, and HIV/AIDS. The UNICEF report defines child poverty as the lack of at least one of seven services needed to survive, grow, and develop. These are shelter, food, safe water, health care, clean living conditions, education, and information. UNICEF and British researchers found that at least 700 million children lacked two or more of these services. The report also says almost half of all people killed in war since 1990 have been children. And in some African countries, the spread of AIDS has meant high child death rates and shorter life expectancy. UNICEF noted progress made under the Convention on the Rights of the Child, a 1989 international treaty. But it says these gains are threatened in several areas. In fact, it says child poverty has also risen in some developed countries. Carol Bellamy, the head of UNICEF, says too many governments are making choices that hurt childhood. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization reported that at least 5 million children each year die because of hunger and poor nutrition. The FAO says there were 852 million hungry people in the world between 2000 and 2002. That number was up 18 million from 5 years before. The FAO says hunger costs developing countries thousands of millions of dollars a year in lost productivity and national earnings. Low wages were a subject for the International Labor Organization. The UN agency says half of all workers earn less than $2 a day. The percentage is lower than in 1990. Still, the number of people is estimated at record 1,400 million. Foreign aid might help with jobs, yet the group Oxfam International reported that the aid budgets of wealthy nations are half what they were in 1960. Next year, Britain will lead both the Group of Eight major industrial nations and the European Union. The government has promised to make the fight against world poverty one of its main goals. This VOA Special English Development Report was written by Jill Moss.